Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 28, 2016. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we are talking youth activism in light of escalating protests online and on the streets by young people fed up with the status quo and demanding a better life.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to join us live on air, you can do so by calling us at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name and your number and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. voandebele.com as well as voashona.com.
Over the past few months, Zimbabwe's economic situation has degenerated to levels that many consider untenable. And more than ever, young people are mobilizing and staging marches demanding accountability and a better life from the government that promised them 2 million jobs ahead of the 2013 polls, but has yet to make good on that promise 3 years on.
One of the organized campaigns that have become a continuous irritation to the government is the so-called Jamuka movement. Its activists have staged several marches in Harare and Bulawayo, calling on Vice President Phelekezela Mphoko to vacate Rainbow Hotel Towers, where he has been resident for a year and a half at the expense of taxpayers. Another notable youth-led movement is this campaign, founded and led by Pastor Ivan Mawarire. The movement is calling out the status quo over corruption and its inability to fix the crumbling economy. Atichaka, uye, atichada. Enough is enough, so they say.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, every Tuesday, we want to hear from you youth out there. Send us your messages on WhatsApp, call in, and we'll try to get as many people on the air to give us your views.
Yebo, Sapolo Zimbabwe, kuhlangana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, lapho esikhangela khona okwenzakalayo okuphathelane labatsha. Isiqoqela sendaba lamhlanje sikhangela umzabalazo wabasakhulayo bekhonona kakhulu elizweni ngokwenzakalayo, kungaba ikubhidlika komnotho, ukusilela imisebenzi, ukungethembeki, i-corruption phela enziwa iziphathamandla zikahulumende. Sesike sabona kumalanga ambalwa edluleyo kubotshwa abanye eHarare, kubotshwa abanye koBulawayo, bezabalaza besola okwenzakalayo, besola umbuso weZANU-PF. Kwazivai vateereri kusangana kumwe chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chamunofarira zvikuru, chirongwa The Connection. Apo nhasi tiri kukurukura nekuratidzira kwevechidiki vari kugunun'una nezviri kuitika munyika. Tinoziva pane inonzi Tajamuka, pane This Flag Movement. Vese ava vari kunyunyuta zvikuru nekuondomoka kwehupfumi, vari kunyunyuta neuori munyika, uyezve vari kuti haiwa hurumende tiri kuda mabasa amakambotivimbisa panguva yesarudzo. Mistii ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi.
And Ntunga, let's quickly read a few messages. There's a Bob Dube who says here, today I'm sending my message in support of the youth who are standing firm for their rights. Now the youth are showing that they have a vision. They are no longer dominated by old age. Go, youth, go. We support you.
We are joined now by the godfather of the This Flag campaign. That's none other than Ivan Mawarire, Pastor Ivan Mawarire. Pastor Mawarire, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I must admit, I wondered who you were talking about when you said the godfather of the
movement. Pastor Mawarire, you have executed this larger-than-life campaign online, which has, you know, caught off like wildfire. Zimbabweans abroad and back in Zimbabwe, young and old, have caught up and they are saying enough is enough. Where are we now?
Well, you know, my brother, I think as we continue to push, we are seeing that this is a journey, it's a process. And we are at the point where they are now more than just individuals speaking. There is a galvanized voice of people, of citizens, young, particularly young, and also old, who are now being brave enough to say enough is enough. So where we are now is at a point that's very exciting, where more and more people are breaking the grip of fear and being bold enough to exercise their constitutional and democratic rights of speaking up to hold the government to account.
What's your take on some of the other movements that have spawned since then? For example, the Tajamuka campaign, you know, where youths are taken to the streets, focusing and dealing with issues they're facing day to day. What's your view on those?
I think what's exciting to note is that this is the same frustration that is manifesting itself in different forms, and it is going to continue to happen. There will be more groups, there will be more campaigns started by more citizens and more people, and that's very exciting. It was exciting to see their strategy when they got onto the streets and they were talking to people that were in bank queues. Again, you know, what I love about the young people in Zimbabwe right now is that we are using our creative ability to circumnavigate laws that are oppressive. For example, it's illegal to gather more than three people, you know, in Zimbabwe and so people from the Tajamuka movement discovered that, no, you already have a captive audience in people that are waiting in a queue. There are people that are already experiencing the oppression. They're experiencing the policies that have not worked. So we just go and address them right there and then. I've not broken a law. I've not gathered anyone. I'm not disrupting anybody. But the message is that first, what we do is that the decision government is called because there's people that are in queues waiting for their attention, which they can't get. So this is amazing to see this. So more and more you're going to see these creative ways of going around laws that are not are not democracy friendly.
And Pastor, how do you make sure that the momentum is not lost? You know, for a few months now, you've been pushing and you have been gathering momentum. Many people are wondering what next and how really do you make sure that you get to the next stage and you don't lose the whole, you know, concept of the movement?
I think it's going to be very hard.
Pastor, can we ask you just to... hello? Do you mind just moving just a bit? We seem to be losing your connection. If that's okay. I think we can hear you now. Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay. I was saying it's actually going to be hard to lose momentum because every day in Zimbabwe we are entering a fresh crisis. And that for us is fodder to point the citizens and the population towards, to say, look at what's happening now. This is why we are saying, let's stand up, let's challenge them, let's call them to account. And I think one of the exciting things is that we are not just getting up, being angry at the government, even though that in itself is okay and is needed. But we are beginning to suggest solutions. And we're beginning to say, no, corruption must be dealt with. It's one of the roots of the problem, of the economic problems that we have. That's why we've been running now with the hashtag, Undenge must go. And this is the Minister of Energy and Power Development, who has been caught at the center of numerous corruption scandals. And we are now mobilizing the citizens to sign a petition, which we will give to the president, because he is the one that appointed him, and say to him, you must fire this man, you must face justice. So the momentum for us continues to build up around these issues, injustices that now continue to be uncovered and every single day. So we're not losing momentum. It's actually snowballing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Pastor Mawarire. Hold on the line and we'll come right back to you. Antunga, we have another guest on the line joining us, a part of the Tajamuka campaign. That is a Gift Siziba. A Gift, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Thank you. Tell us more about what you guys are doing with the Tajamuka campaign. But of course, you're in Bulawayo. How are you guys cultivating and building up this movement there on the ground?
Okay, thank you very much. I think one of the most fundamental things that we address is a Tajamuka Sesichikile campaign, specifically here in the Bulawayo Metropolitan Province. We are clear on and unequivocally applying action to resolve our crisis that we're facing as young people. There are a number of problems that we face, fundamentally looking at the idea of unemployment, which is, is at more than 98%, and the death of, the social fabric, the economic decay in our country, and fundamentally looking at the crisis of legitimacy that is facing our country. You know, as young people, direct victims of the failure of the government to resolve, the crisis that is facing us as young people. The government cannot still, implement, the constitutional demands on devolution, of power to provincial, councils and so forth. So our demand, are clear, that we're organizing young people, the vendors, the unemployed, the poor, the ordinary citizen, to connect and gather at the one banner of Sesichikile in a demand, for a clear, implementation of the provision of the constitution, and finally, the resuscitation of the economy. Those are our demands that we have made it clear, but based on action-oriented, organized movement that is called Sesichikile campaign.
Kodwa uhulumende Siziba ubona ngani le ndaba yini lo umzabalazo wena?
Ye uhulumende le ndaba ungakukhangela kathesi ke sebegijime kakhulu ngokufaka ke amapolice amaningi ezindaweni ezichiniwe, ungakhangela ukuthi lapho esenza khona ke imikhankaso yethu kuhle kugcwale ke abasebenzela uhulumende befuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi kwenzakalani njalo kuya ngaphi. Manje-ke ngoba unazelela ukuthi lawa makhampeni esiwayenzayo ayenze impact ngoba abambana lo Zulu-ke onguye ohlupheka kakhulu. Manje khonokho kulida-ke ukuthi lapho kusesenda ingqoko akusabambekanga, izinto sezikhidika. So uhulumende kuyakhanya ukuthi sesizwa ngendlela asefaka ngayo amapholisa lezi sebenzi zakhe ezingekho uniformed ukuze zilandele kube zibekwazi ukuthi amakhampeni lawa ahamba njani njalo sifunani ama-demands ethu.
Aha, siyabonga Siziba, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Pastor Mawarire, Irambai Muri Parunari, Itisha Zogagwa Muri. Misty, we have another guest.
And this is out in the anniversary.
We have Stan Zorwaza of the Tajamuka campaign. Stan is one of the people who were arrested a few days ago in Harare when they marched to Rainbow Towers demanding that Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko vacate the hotel. He's been staying there for 1.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and he seems to not seeing anything wrong with that. Vazvorwadza, tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Tinokugamuchirai mazita, tinokutendai makateerera.
Ndimi kama kambosungwa, muri kuti izvi zvakamukanganisa here panyota yenyu yekuti murambe muchienderera mberi muchikurudzira kuti hurumende ichinje zvinhu?
Atiore moyo semacitizens vari kuda kuti nyika inake. Isu takamira semavenda, nokuti ndinotungamira National Vendors Union Zimbabwe sachairperson. Takaona zvakakodzera semavenda kuti tinotsiura vice president wedu, kuti zvavari kuita iri kunze kwemutemo wenyika, kuti nyika haina mari, vakatengerwa imba, asi vorambira vachigara pahotera vachishandisa mari inogona kubhadhara maticha maviri kana matatu pamwedzi. Iwo mumarodhi matiri kutengesa umu musina zvachose, maablution facilities hamuna, hamuna matoilets, hamuna mvura. Tikaenda marodhi mune mapoto, tikaenda kuzvipatara madrugs hakuna. Unotonzi uya nemvura yako yekugeza uchienda pageneral hospital nokuti hapana mvura. Saka tiri kuti isisu semavenda zvinoti afecta senyika, macitizens ese kumasectors akasiyana, zvinoti afecta kana mukuru wenyika achispenda so much asingatsiurwe. Saka takati budai henyu vice president, munogara kumba yakatengwa ye3.5 million.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Zvorwadza, rambai muri parunhare.
Todzoka kwamuri, Pastor Mawarire, are you still on the line? You know, your campaign, this flag, mobilized online by social media. Can you talk about effectiveness, Yacho? Because, of course, there are people who are here in the diaspora who are very, very much engaged, and then those who are in Zimbabwe. How effective has that online platform been for you in the This Flag movement?
I think the online platform has provided us an opportunity to connect with Zimbabwean citizens that are all over the world. And again, you know, we have had to travel to all over the world to live and work there because we can no longer live and work in our own home. So number one, we are connected with citizens. But one of the exciting things that's happening now is that we are now able to be united. And I think this is the key, is that we moved from being connected, which means people knew what we were doing, they were aware, to a place where we are now united, where people are participating and are wanting to participate. The online platform is allowing us an opportunity for people to feed in ideas, to feed in their frustration, to feed us, this is where I am at, and to allow for everyone to see that we are united. So I think this is the exciting thing about that the online campaign has done for us. And now we have been able to also crystallize and materialize on the ground. I'm sure you saw the debate we did with the Reserve Bank governor concerning bond notes. For our message to be clear to him, to say, no, we don't want bond notes. I think the accusation had been that this flag is only just an online campaign. And I think it hurt a lot of citizens to be told by people that are in authority that we are just playing on Facebook or on Twitter. And yet this is a real thing. So you will see now that as we have grown online, we started online, we grew online, it's time to now start to materialize in different ways, effectively on the ground, so that the citizen's voice can be represented in the corridors of power.
Mm-hmm. If I can just follow up there, Pastor, you know, there are some people who are saying that for those in the diaspora who have been participating with this, they're kind of on some sort of armchair or hashtag activism, where, you know, their voice might not really make an impact when now it comes down to, you know, the end of it all. What do you say about that? How can people in the diaspora really cultivate the process of this flag campaign?
I think the people need to understand that online, when people are active online, you know, and they are far away, they are not useless. You see, the voices that have been united, whether they are online or on the ground, when people see the videos of, you know, the Tajamuka campaign, and they see the videos of Seth Ikile, and they see all these things, and they share them around, they are playing their part and highlighting the plight of the issues in Zimbabwe. And so you find that international media starts to catch on because those people that are online are playing a very important role. So that should not be downplayed, you know, at all. Coming on the ground, yes, there are people in Zimbabwe that are also, you know, very active online but may not be so active on the ground. We need to harness those people and realize that their role is important. And I think also we are at a place where we are finding that more and more people are now also migrating their activism or their involvement from online to on the ground, where they are actually writing us and inboxing us and saying, where can I get involved? When are you going to be signing the petition? How can I get hold of these people? How can I get hold of that one so that I can also, get involved on the ground? So I think there is a symbiotic relationship between what people are doing online and what people are doing on the ground. They feed each other, and it's important that we maintain that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, there.
Please do stay on the line. Gentlemen, that's Pastor Mawarire, Stan Zorwadza, and Gifty Siziba will be coming back to you shortly. Okwamanje, Ms. T, Stati Umlaleli Lapa, Clemens Sibanda, Ugo Bulawayo, Mtawini, kunjani ba?
Ngiyabonga ithuba leli elinginika lona.
Yebo baba.
Okokuqala ngithanda ukubonga olutsha ngokutshengisela ukuthi khona iproblem leyo isezandleni zabo. Kodwa-ke mina into engithanda ukubacelisa olutsha ukuthi khona, yebo kuhle ukudemonstrate-a, but lokhu akuncedi lutho. Kufunakala i-action plan. I-action plan embona zani ngaphathisa ukuthi khona olutsha luzikode, make sure khona bonke za registered. Bahambe kuma-high schools, ngoba abantu esikhulu abayise kuma-17 years, abaye kuma-18 years, yibo abantu abazabe bequalify ukuvota ngo-2018. Bahambe kuma-university to make sure khona wonke umuntu ose-university, wonke umuntu oku-high school is registered as a voter, ngoba ukuze sibe ne-change in this country, it can only through e-vote. That is the democratic way of being changed. That is the democratic way of realizing our dream. Olutsha futhi luhambe luyekhuluma labazali, lubancedise ukuthi khona baregiste njengama-voters. Ngoba ungananzelela, the past ama-elections onke abekhona is only 33 or if not less than 40% of the electorate which bothers to go to the polling stations. So which means abantu abaningi, majority, you are only making noise, but we've got no action. But as long as we remain in that position, let's forget about the bringing change. Let's forget about making innocent PF tick, because it be just empty noise on a life effect.
Uh-huh.
This is my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
The action plan. That is the answer to our problem.
Hayi, uyitshaye kuhle, uyibeke kuhle konapho Baba Sibanda. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah, that's Clemens Sibanda raising a very interesting point. They are calling on these campaigns and movements to do more than street marches or online protests. Calling on them to go to universities, to go to high schools, and urge other young people to register to vote, and also move out to the general citizens, and call on them to get registered and get ready for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Gift Siziba on that. If you can chime in on that point there, that 2018 will be a very crucial time, election period in Zimbabwe. How will you guys be more motivating or, you know, bringing up young people so that they make sure they go to the polls to cast their vote, but also obviously help in implementing the change they want?
Well,
Okay, thank you very much. I'll speak in line with what the previous caller was attributing to. Yes, it is very fundamental for young people to participate in that silent revolution that is going to legally remove ZANU-PF from power. That is the most crucial thing to try and connect, you know, the young people from high schools and connect those one tertiary institutions. I'm a product of the Investors Zimbabwe. And the reason why most young people don't vote is not because they are not aware of the relevance of the voting system, but it is otherwise a more sophisticated way of consciousness that has made young people to lose hope in the elections and those, you know, processes that they have actually legitimized an illegitimate government. So that's why we are calling on for action as a resolution to the crisis that we are facing as young people. While least we adhere to the principles of democracy, specifically, you know, the election processes, but you realize that that process is marked by irregularities. That process actually legitimized dictatorship, the whole of Africa, specifically in Southern Europe. So as young people, we still made ourselves categorically clear, without any equivocation or ambiguity, that we're taking action, you know, as the first solution to resolve the current quagmires that we're facing as a society. But of course, the people will make their own decision, which is very political and partisan in its application in terms of how they vote, the voting patterns and so forth in our country. But our responsibility as young people is to say, okay, we have been disempowered, we've been hungry, we've been exposed to highest levels of poverty. You know, when you go to university, they tell you that education is the key. But when you graduate, you look for the door, there is nowhere to open. You proceed with the master's, which I've done myself personally, but you graduate with your master's degree to go to the streets, and then when you're in the street deciding to, you know, to be the middleman between the producer, you know, and the ordinary citizen who wants to buy your fruits. The next thing, the council police, they appear, they confiscate on your goods. No one respects the right to privacy, but they're all based on that, no, we're legitimate, we've been elected, we're trying to normalize the vending processes, we're trying to normalize what happens in the country. But there's nothing normal with this country. I mean, the commander-in-chief has stated it clearly that they lost 15 billion. That on its own is denormalizing the situation in the country. You know what is happening in all the sectors of the economy. You know, everyone has lost hope. You know, people no longer have faith in this government. That's why as young people, we came together and said, no, we are going to go to the streets. We are going to occupy until this government listens to our cries as young people, because we've been isolated from the national, you know, space, specifically because of our age. So those ageist principles of going to war and so forth have not given us freedom, especially economic freedom, in our lifetime. So our demands are action-oriented, organized by young people, whilst we would discuss the mantra of elections and so forth. That's a matter for another day. The fundamental demands by young people is clearly based on action. And our demands, we have a clear 10-point that we demand on the government. They've promised us 2.2 million jobs. That was in 2018. So those 2.2 million jobs should be delivered before 2018. So waiting for promises for 2018 is another day. Who knows with this current economic situation that we're going to meet 2018? No one knows, because we're living at less than a dollar a day. So calculating by the demands of nature, we might not reach that era if we still have faith in the election process.
That's a gift, Siziba. There, please do stay on the line. Also, we have Stan Zoraza and Pastor Ivan Mawarire. And tonight, we are talking youth activism, which appears to be gaining traction in Zimbabwe thanks to the deteriorating economic conditions. We have a caller on hand here, Misty from Bulawayo, but I'm afraid we are on the verge of the end of the first half of our show. Therefore, we say to our caller, Mila from Bulawayo, please do stay on the line. Also, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, Stan Zoraza and Gift Siziba. We'll be right back, gentlemen.
Everyone, we're streaming live. I know on our Facebook page, people are saying connection issues. We hope to fix that, but tune in on Facebook, tune in on our websites. We will be right back.
And streaming live.